best tonight. You'll save mucho dinero with most Mexican items under $6. Thursday evenings, let your taste buds travel to the Far East for Main Street Cafe's Oriental Night with entrees to tantalize the most discriminating palate. Friday nights, enjoy the delicacies of the deep. All-you-can-eat seafood buffet featuring many seafood entrees with salad bar, all for $8.20.
We always have you in mind.
Cause we're a friend of the family.
Friend of the family.
And Sunday, come home with the family for the breakfast buffet from 9 till 2 for only $7.25. Main Street Cafe and Bakery is truly a world of flavors.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb.
Can you believe it? Thumb Cellular has been serving the Thumb area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Thumb Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just
$20. You love
Thumb Cellular! From a great selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply. So help us celebrate 20 years of dependable cellular service in the Thumb. See your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. And discover why, for the past 20 years, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubley can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed. Is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family? Or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have? If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau Insurance Agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288. Or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Laker sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether it's picking up lunch with Pigeon IGA's homemade soup of the day or roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli for your family dinner tonight, or stopping in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping, they thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
We're back here at Cass City High School. You're listening to Hometown Hoops, Game of the Week, Cruise 102.1 from Bellex. And we're at the Cass City High School. You've got Mary Lee Shock, Sue Schrader joining in. Thanks for listening in. If you're just joining us or you're on your way home, Lakers with the lead, 25-11 at the half. And it's been a very slow, methodical game, I would say.
Well, it seems that way, but 25 points is a pretty reasonable number of points scored for one team. So, they've been very efficient with the offense.
Lakers have. They've been very methodical, looking for what they want inside. They've seen a man-to-man tonight. They've seen a 2-3 zone, and they've made the adjustments to him real well. And, of course, Zuomo, who's stepping right up for him, not to say that the seniors for Lakers aren't, but Zuomo is just a great player there. This is the first time you've had a look at him. What do you think of him, Coach?
You know what? I'm really impressed, not just with his individual skills, but their ability to find him and get him the ball. He has 10 points at half already.
Yeah, go ahead. I believe you have some other stats for us. Go ahead.
Okay, Brody Lawrence with 6, Chase Walker with 2, Tim Warwick with 2, Mr. Crone, I'm not sure what his first name is, Nathan Crone with 5, and Zwimmer with 10. For the host Redhawks, Orban with 2, Barney with 3, Dunnick 2, Ketterer 2, and Erla 2.
And some of the other games that are going on tonight was Vassar at Badax, USA at Bay City All Saints, Ubley at Mayville, Marlette at Brown City. Anybody out there that's listening, you can go ahead and call the station, 269-9931. Give them an update. They'll pass it along to us. We'd love to find out what's going on. Or our usual texters, you can go ahead and text us with your information, 989-214-0169, and we'll pass it along. We'd like those updates. Last night's games, Harbor Beach boys defeated North Huron 56-27, Kingston 81, Owen Gage 49, Peck 69, Merritt Academy 20. And on the girls' side last night, Sandusky suffered their first loss of the year against Reese. I would have loved to have been at that game.
Yeah.
I just couldn't get there, but it sounds like USA or Reese used their whole bunch, and there was a lot of balanced scoring for them, and Sandusky only had one player there in double digits, but that game final was Reese 58, Sandusky 41. In other girls' games, Vassar 52, Badax 28, Lakers 44 over Cassidy Redhawks 38, USA 46, Bay City All Saints 37, Marlette defeated Deckerville in a non-conference game 64-36, Brown City beat Kingston 59-11, and Kingston's a great
Kingston was a much better team. Maybe they had injuries. I know they did lose their point guard a number of games ago, but.
And Memphis hung on to, they put a whooping on Dryden, 62-25. And Owen Gage, 65, North Huron, 49. And Owen Gage went out, like we talked about earlier. They wanted a piece of that title, and they played like they wanted a piece of that title. And I'm sure they're going to give you some nightmares over the weekend as you plan for districts next week.
I really thought, as the season was going on, and we split with them during the year, we really needed to beat them down there to have it outright. But I think now they're the team to beat in our district. For a while I wanted to think we were, but I don't think that anymore. They've come a long way. They have young kids. They're playing very, very well together. They're finding the open player. They have probably one of the best, no doubt the best rebounder in the Class D conference for sure.
And that would be Munch.
She's just got great footwork. She reads the shot. She knows who the shooters are, and she's already moving into position before the shot leaves the hand of the shooter. So, she's had triple doubles. I don't know how many triple doubles.
I think she had her third one of the year, which, for a high school, female high school player, that is really good. And that says a lot. And coming out of a Class B says it even more.
The number of blocks that she's had.
She had 10 blocks, 10 rebounds, 18 points in the win last night, that definitely showed. And to go over your matchup there that you guys got coming up, you're hosting your Class D tournament. Monday night will be Caseville, Port Hope. It's 7 o'clock. Then on Wednesday you'll have Owen Gage plays Akron Fairgrove at 6, followed up by the winner of the Caseville-Port Hope game against Kinney North Huron. And then on Friday you'll have your championship game at 7 o'clock, and the winner advances to Bay City All Saints to play the winner coming out of Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. And on the Class C side, We'll be bringing you that game. And I'm excited to get into some girls basketball here. Brent Wayne and myself will be here on Monday night back at Kansas City. It'll be Bad at Kansas City. Then Harbor Beach will be playing Sandusky. Up to Pigeon.